Good evening. My name is Taras Cuckman. That's T-A-R-A-S. Last name is Cuckman, K-U-C-M-A-N. I'd like to thank the DOE, and I'd like to thank the SEC for allowing me to speak this evening. I'm wearing orange, and it comes as no surprise that I am opposed to the project as it is stated. I'm a 20-year resident of Concord, and I live on the right-of-way. I've been a resident and an engineer, and I've been a U.S. Army engineer in the past. I was commissioned back in 1983. And I'm glad that the Corps of Engineers is represented this evening also. My point is that what's rarely brought up is the national security risk of what's being proposed here this evening. Right now, it's a very simple right-of-way. It's got two sources of energy on the east and on the western boundary. They're 115,000-volt lines. They're separated by about 150 feet. And they're about 55-foot towers, so if they fall down in either direction, it makes no risk or impacts nobody. However, if this project proceeds as it is planned, they will crowd that right-of-way. It's simply 250 feet wide. The western boundary service will be moved 40 feet closer to the residences, and the towers are going to go from 55 feet to 85 feet. And then the artery, the 345 kV, will go right down the middle. And that's where the rub is. To put it in context, I'd just like to say that we recall the blackout of 2003. You may recall that the blackout went clearly from Massachusetts up through Minnesota and way into Ontario. What caused that? That was a simple event. It was heat in the summer, August, closed plants, put additional loads on other wires, wires sagged, shorted out to ground, blacking out power supplies, further blackouts. The rolling blackout lasted 3 hours, so that by 4 o'clock, everything was blacked out, but the blackout stopped. Luckily, it was not a big deal. The repairs were put in place. Yes. Okay. Okay. Will do. The repairs were made, and within a week, everybody, even out in Ontario, had power back. But now I would ask that you consider, in that context, we had Y2K, in that context, we had 9/11, then we had this blackout. There was a lot of fear and anxiety as to what was going on. So now I would ask you to consider that in today's environment, what if someone were compelled to create a spectacular event like blowing the outside towers inward towards the Hydro-Quebec line, and take the Hydro-Quebec line and then blow it so that it falls in either direction. I guarantee you, as someone that's been qualified in building bridges or blowing them up, knocking down poles is not a problem. Anybody hell-bent on doing that could do it. I would ask that DHS consider what the impact of such a catastrophe would be, not in August, but on the coldest evening in February. Eversource and Northern Pass may go ahead and say that, hey, this has never happened. There are much greater targets, say in Gary, Indiana, or Toronto. I don't know if you've driven through the QEW in Toronto or if you've even been to Gary, Indiana. But having towers like that come through New Hampshire would probably be the biggest dream that Bill Quinlan and Tom May could ever have. I just do not understand how they can rely on 20s and 30s technology to use that as a justification for increasing the right on the return on their investment. There's no excuse for it. Automobiles replace horse-drawn carriages, and I close. Half a minute. Automobiles replace horse-drawn carriages, cassettes replace 8-tracks, buried transmission lines will replace monopoles and towers. Your competitors have figured it out, why haven't you? In closing, while TSA continues to grow women and children looking for explosives and box cutters that are not there, and the FBI is still struggling with constitutional ramifications of breaking into terrorist Facebook accounts, terrorists are looking to to astonish us again with the next spectacular event. It takes no imagination to conclude that the casualties from such an event as I have described would make 9/11 look like a fireworks celebration gone wrong. Regardless, I still believe in the premise that the key to adult learning is repetition. And in that spirit, I say to you again, bury the Northern Pass completely. Aside from that, I have no strong opinion. Thank you.